Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's unbelievable, but the draft is over. What did you think when 23 offensive players were selected in the top 32 picks? That's four more than in any other first round in NFL draft history. Arizona got high grades. They sure did, because their top two picks were sickening. Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio State, and then they got the great defensive end out of Missouri, Darius Robinson, who's an absolute badass. Philly got an A. They needed corners, and they got them. Quinnen Mitchell out of Toledo was one of the top-ranked corners in the class. They also got Cooper DeJean from Iowa. You got to be kidding me. The Steelers got an A-. Everybody knows they needed help up front and at wide receiver, and they got all that accomplished. Troy Fatanu out of Washington. He's Hawaiian. He's a badass as well. They got Zach Frazier, the center out of West Virginia, and 12 TDs last year for Roman Wilson, the wide receiver from Michigan. He's got 4.3 speed. They also ended up getting the great linebacker, Peyton Wilson, a Butkus winner from North Carolina State. And they did more than that. They got Logan Lee at the defensive tackle of Iowa. And they got Mason McCormick, a guard from South Dakota State. And another corner, Ryan Watts from Texas. They got everything they needed in Pittsburgh. The Washington Commanders got an A-. Because they got Jaden Daniels out of LSU, the Heisman winner. And they got the huge tackle on the defensive side, Newton from Illinois. The Ravens needed a corner, offensive line, a rusher. They got a B+. They got Nate Wiggins, the corner out of Clemson. He can flat out play. And then the big Rosengarten tackle from Washington. So they were loving life. What about the Texans? They got a B+. They needed a corner, defensive tackle, offensive line. They went out and got Kamari Lassiter, the great corner from Georgia, and Blake Fisher from the front line of the Fighting Irish. They got Kalen Bullock, a safety from USC, and the big tight end, Cade Stover, out of Ohio State. The world champion Chiefs copped a B+. They needed receivers, defensive tackles, offensive tackles, tight ends. So they went out and got Xavier Worthy in a trade with the Bills, the great receiver out of Texas. Then they got Suma Matea, the tackle from BYU. They did more than that. Jared Wiley from TCU, the tight end. They added a safety, and Jaden Hicks from Washington State as well. The Chargers got a B+. They needed an offensive tackle, wide receivers, and a defensive tackle. They got Joe Alt of Notre Dame. That's automatic up front, a winner pick. They got the receiver in Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. Junior Colson, the linebacker from Michigan. And many more. The Rams got a B+. They needed a rusher, a corner, and an offensive line help. They got Jared Verse, the edge rusher from Florida State, and his teammate Braden Fisk, the tackle from the Seminoles. They also got crafty Blake Corum, the running back from Michigan. So the Rams were loving life. Everybody was making fun of the Bills after they made all their trades, but they still got a B, and they got what they needed. They needed a wide receiver, a safety, an O-line, and they got the wide receiver and a good one. My favorite one, Keon Coleman from Florida State. They got the safety, Cole Bishop from Utah, and then you get help up front defensively with Dwayne Carter from Duke. So I thought they did a good job. The Bears got a B. They got the quarterback of the future, but they needed more. They need a pass rusher, wide receiver, offensive tackle. Of course, they got Caleb Williams, the nice receiver, Rome Odunze from Washington. I thought it ended there for them. The Bengals got to be. They needed a wide receiver, a D tackle, offensive tackle as well. They got Amarius Mims, the offensive tackle from Georgia. He's huge. Defensively, they got the big fella Chris Jenkins from Michigan, and they got Jermaine Burton, the wide receiver from Alabama. What about the Lions? They needed a corner, a wide receiver, and an edge rusher. Well, they got two corners right away and a good one. Terrion Arnold from Alabama, and then Rakestraw from Missouri. Up front, they got Manu from British Columbia, so they're stoked. Packers got to be. They needed help up front on both sides of the ball and in the back end and at linebacker. They got Jordan Morgan, a tackle from Arizona. Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker from A&M. Javon Bullard, the safety from Georgia. And Marshawn Lloyd, the running back from USC. The Colts got to be. But they got Latu, the good rusher from UCLA, so they love that pick. And they got the receiver, Mitchell, from Texas. So the Colts, Ballard, was snapping at reporters and cussing at everybody, but I thought he had a decent draft. Raiders got a B. They needed a corner and help up front and a quarterback. And they didn't get a quarterback, but they got Brock Bowers of Georgia, and that's all that matters at the end of the day because he's a freak. The Dolphins got a B. They needed help up front and at receiver. They got Chop Robinson, the great edge rusher from Penn State, and they got Malik Washington, a wide receiver from Virginia. I thought they kind of failed there. Pats got a B. They got their quarterback. They needed a receiver. So they got Drake May, and then they got Polk, the receiver from Washington, to help him out, and Javon Baker from Central Florida. The Saints got a B. They needed linebackers, receivers, rushers, tackles. What didn't they need? They got Fauga from Oregon State. He's a beast up front. They even got Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama. And they signed quarterback Spencer Rattler from South Carolina. The Giants got a B. They needed receivers, corners, quarterback. They got Malik Nabers from LSU. He's a freak. Tyler Newbin, the safety from Minnesota as well. Theo Jackson State. Running back Tyrone Tracy from Purdue. The Jets, meanwhile, got a B, but they got Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State, so that was a nice snag there. And they got Jordan Travis, the quarterback from Florida State. The Buccaneers got a B. They needed help up front. They got it. Graham Barton, the center from Duke. Panthers got a B-. They needed receivers. They got Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. He means business. Cowboys got a B-. Tyler Guyton was their top pick, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. And they got Marshawn Nealon, the rusher from Western Michigan. Jags got a B-. Their top pick was Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU. They're going to love him. The Niners, a B-. Their top pick, Ricky Pearsall, the wide receiver out of Florida. The Seahawks got a B-. Their top pick was Byron Murphy II, the D tackle out of Texas. They also got Christian Hayes, the guard up front from UConn. The Browns didn't do very well. They got a C+. Their top pick was Michael Hall Jr., the defensive tackle out of Ohio State. They got Zach Zinter, the guard from Michigan as well. Broncos didn't do well either. They think they did because they got Bo Nix, the quarterback out of Oregon, but nobody else liked their draft. The Vikings, a C+. It's all about J.J. McCarthy in Minneapolis, basically. And I like the pick of Dallas Turner from Alabama, the defensive end. The Titans, a C+. Their top pick was J.C. Latham from Alabama. They're going to love him, no doubt about it. The Falcons, a C. People still mocking them for getting Michael Penix Jr. I still like the play, to be honest with you, for their future. I think he's going to do a great job. I love the way he reads defenses. I love the way he gets rid of the ball in like 2 seconds. He can sling it, rip it to the slot, outside. He can throw it post, deep. He has it all in his bag, and he's a winner, and he played in championship games. He didn't win, but he got there. And after having the knee problems at Indiana, what he did at Washington was insane. So it's all done. Sports Grid did great coverage of the NFL draft, no doubt about that. And now you get to see if you like the guys that your team snagged.